As we prepare to enter into a time of prayer, let me share with you joys and concerns that have been brought to our attention in the course of this past week. We begin with a joy. We celebrate the birth of Campbell Avril Ackerman, daughter of Lauren Kinsey Ackerman and her husband Justin, and granddaughter of Karen and Jeff Kinsey, who are thrilled and feeling very blessed at this point. Little Campbell was born on April 8th. And several concerns. We keep in our prayers George Murphy, an extended family member of Ted Cassander. George became a part of hospice care in the past week. We also keep in our prayers Steve Bossert, who is at Lehigh Valley Hospital. We continue to keep Den Elman in our prayers as he is healing and mending at home. And we remember especially Andrea Tanner, a former member of St. John's, now living in North Carolina, who began chemotherapy treatment to battle breast cancer on Thursday. We also keep in our prayers Sister Barbara McCann. Sister Barbara comes from St. Stanislaus Church. Now, we work very closely with her as we provide aid to folks in our community for rental assistance and help with electric bills and other such things. Sister Barbara's mother passed away at the age of 98. And we continue to keep in our prayers the family of Marco Wilkinson. Marco, the father of Carly Wilkinson, passed away on April 5th, and his memorial service took place on Thursday, April 15th. With both joys and concerns on our minds, in our hearts, and also very aware that God listens to all of our prayers, I invite you now to be with me in a spirit of prayer. Great living God, as we continue to celebrate a risen Savior and the life that is ours because Jesus lives, may we remember that we have been called to be witnesses of this wonderful good news. Even though at times our faith is shaky at best, and we are filled with doubt and fear just as the disciples were, grant us both the desire and the courage to live what we believe and to say what matters, even if our voice trembles and our stomach churns. As we catch glimpses of the light at the end of the tunnel that has been this global pandemic, may we move toward the future with hope and continued vigilance, never losing sight of those who are still struggling, still vulnerable, still without access to the vaccine, the care, and the resources necessary to simply survive, let alone live and thrive. As we focus on those who are near and dear to us, our family members, friends, and members of this church family, we continue to pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. We pray for Marco's family, for Sister Barbara and her family. We pray for those dealing with ongoing health challenges, challenges that have forced them to learn to live without knowing, to take one day at a time, to surrender to you, trusting you will carry them through whatever awaits them in the days ahead. We pray for George, for Steve, for Den, for Andrea. We also rejoice with those who are rejoicing, as birthdays and anniversaries are marked and as grandchildren arrive on the scene. We rejoice with Karen and Jeff as they celebrate the birth of their first grandchild, Campbell Avril, and ask your blessing on this precious little one and her parents, Lauren and Justin. Loving God, you have brought us this far and sustained us as your people, as your church. As we look forward to worshiping together once again in the beauty of this sanctuary, may we be patient and wise. May we have the insight to recognize that we will not be picking up where we left off in March of 2020, but rather coming together as a people forever changed and hopefully acutely aware of what is worth holding on to and what is best left behind, so that we might be your church for a new day and for a generation of people hungry for the meaning and direction only you can offer. O God, hear now our silent prayers, as we not only offer up what is weighing on our hearts and minds, but as we listen for you in the quiet of these moments. Thank you, God, for always being within earshot, for always being in the middle of us, for loving us with a love that is beyond words or comprehension, and for continuing to show up in our world and in our lives in ways that are compellingly real and incredibly transformative. All of these things we pray with thanksgiving in Christ's name. Amen.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever this day, this week, this season of Easter holds, may you know that God holds you, that the peace of the resurrected Christ is among you and around you and within you, and that the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you, now and always. Amen.